This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Time to hear from the people. 410-583-1057. We can talk Orioles. New manager Craig Albert has been introduced to the media on Tuesday. And the Ravens, they're off the mat, at least temporarily, as they beat the Bears, take on the Dolphins on Thursday. Let's head out to the phone lines and start with Ryan in Baltimore. Ryan, you're on the Fan.
Hey, gentlemen. How you doing?
Good.
Hey there.
So I was kind of in the same boat as you guys that when I heard about Craig Albert as being the new manager, I was like, who the heck is this guy? But as I started to hear from other sources, a little bit of hope came back into me, just a little bit. But the thing I wanted to ask you guys is, personally, I wanted to see a veteran manager, someone that who has been to the big show before and has done it. So that's why I was kind of upset at first, but changed my opinion. But my question is, do you think that they didn't go with a veteran manager like Bochy or Service because they didn't fit the spending regime of the Orioles? I mean, when Bochy was with San Francisco, they had big stars like Posey and Lincecum and other guys like that. And then when he went to Texas, he obviously had Seager and Simeon and maybe even Yu Darvish at that point. I'm not too sure. But those are big payrolls compared to what the Orioles have.
No, I appreciate it. I don't think that factor.
And, I mean, it shouldn't. The guy's a billionaire.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, $20 million for the Magna Carta.
Yeah.
Sold his ski chalet for $19 million. Like, we could pay it. We could pay a skipper $2.5 million, $3 million. Like, baseball managers don't make what football.
Yeah, head coaches.
I mean, like,
yeah.
No, I think it was very clear they had a type.
They weren't looking for a guy with experience.
No.
Yeah, I don't think that was an ownership. Hey, we're only willing to go to X for manager payroll. I think it's more what Mike wants.
410-583-1057. We go now.
And the GM is really cheap.
Yeah.
I mean, the GM's working for free.
That's
yes,
true.
He is, yeah.
You are saving money,
Saturday,
right?
We,
you're saving money.
Every penny helps, Bone.
We saw on social media.
Tough times for these billionaires.
An exclusive interview with Todd Monken after the game. And joining us now, the
Trippy.
Man who got the interview.
Nice.
It's Trippy.
Nice.
Trippy, you're on the
Fan. We got Monk unfiltered.
Yeah, that's right.
Love
hey,
that. What's going on, fellas?
What's up?
You got it out of Monk.
Yeah, I did. But look, before I get the mutton real quick, man, I'm kind of upset with the Orioles, man, because I just knew he was going to hire Dustin to be the next Orioles manager, man. I think that would have been dope, man. But, hey, you know.
Who?
On to the new guy. My man Dustin. That'd be with Rashawn.
You oh, I don't know. I know Rashawn. Oh, the guy who travels with him?
Yeah.
I've seen him in videos.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, being the new manager?
Yeah, interesting. I don't know him well enough to form an opinion.
Sweat and tears in it, you
yeah.
know. But Tom Monken, man, I was happy to see him, you know. I forgot how many home games we got. I think this was my first time seeing Todd Monken in pregame. This was my first time, so I made sure I caught him this week, man, because I ain't like how the media was coming at my man Todd Monken like that. Like he the one out there, you know, like his team giving out 35 points like Zach Gore.
Right.
But you know, we okay, man. But like I tell the team Sunday, right? We 1-0. We got 10 more to go, lock in. And you know what's funny? Because shout out to Jason and Ben, man. I be watching y'all plays, man. Sometimes I fall asleep because it depends on, like, the you know, what I'm doing. And I go back and listen to it. But y'all be giving out some good plays. Like, I got a nice play for y'all.
Hey, man, we appreciate it, man.
Clip that. That's a nice testimonial.
Yeah, we got to get that
testimonial.
Beltway Ben, you got to put that in one of those videos that you got this machine now that spits out videos.
The last time Lamar Jackson played the Dolphins right in Miami, it was Thursday night.
It was awful.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, I forgot who said it, but somebody said that was one of his worst. I think that had Cordell yesterday.
I said it earlier in the show. You must have been sleeping.
Games, right? I think Lamar Jackson going to give us a five-piece special.
Jackson 5?
I think he's going to go home, and he's going to do his thing Thursday. I'm apologizing.
In two of the four games he's played against them, the Ravens have scored 56 points or more, and he has five
56?
Touchdowns. 56 or more.
And
he has five touchdowns and no interceptions in two of the four games.
It was 2019, the season opener. That was not bad for a running back. And then the Dolphins came to town in 2023. That game was for the one seed, and the Ravens just pulled their pants down and beat the crap out of them.
Let's hit Rashawn. Rashawn, you're on the fan.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, fellas.
Hey, man.
And Dustin, my homeboy and all, man, but I wouldn't have him manage my little nephew's T-ball league, man.
There you have it.
I don't know what the hell Trippy talking about, man.
Trippy's had a big week.
Yeah, he has, man. But listen, the Orioles, man, I'm going to get a guy a chance, though. You know, especially with, last season, man, we got, 40 players on the 40-man roster, right? It's like 26 works, on the active roster.
Yeah.
And we had 22 players on the injured list. So, I mean, last year, you know, you can't really, you know, count that, honestly. And
baseball gods.
If we have – yeah, man, listen, this guy's going to be good. And I predict, next year around this time, man, we're going to be playing 18 innings of baseball at Camden Yards.
There you go. From your lips to God's ears, Rashawn.
And we'll have a sound system and a video board that could actually hold up. Yes. So there you go. That we paid for. Yeah, not the billionaire. Yeah. We paid for.
I'm just glad I have it.
New black lung, too?
Yeah, black wing.
I don't care about that.
Yeah, it's like a lounge, like that little VIP lounge they building right there. And all
I don't know nothing about that.
So, yeah.
My brother will be spending time in there. Yeah.
No, appreciate the call. We don't have it like that. Lockefour LLC, we sit in the bleachers.
Yeah.
Let's
go to Kevin in Ellicott City. Kevin, you're on the fan.
What's going on, fellas?
What's up?
I was talking to Ben about this, man. I really like this hire for the O's, man. I think it's going to pay off big, fellas, because those guys got comfortable and content or something in there. Something went wrong. I like the idea of just getting back to being the best baseball players. Play that game. Let the manager kind of guide you down the road. And by the time we get to the end, man, we should be really ready to battle and battle test it. I think he's the only guy to ever hit a home run off this thing.
Off the bowl, a grand slam.
He's the only major league manager. I've been to a lot of games there. That bowl gets worn out pretty good.
Yeah.
It's not that far down. Now, the old barn in the A-League, when they were in the Carolina League, I think it was a lot harder to hit the bowl. The new one, the bowl's right down the left field line over top of their mini green monster, and it's not very long.
Did he hit the old one or the new one?
No, he wouldn't have played in the old one. Okay. He hit the new one. But, the new one gets worn out.
Yeah. Let's quickly grab Rich and Crofton. Rich, you're on the fan.
Hey, what's up, guys? I don't really care who the manager's going to be because I feel like our window was in 2014. The players we put on the field just aren't the same. They're not as good. You look at it, Rushman, he's not Wieters. Mullins, even though he's not on the team anymore, he's not Adam Jones.
Yeah.
You know, Machado, he was there, but Henderson, not Machado. That's for sure.
Yeah.
So I want the owner stop selling his.
Hey, Aaron Judge ain't Mickey Mantle, but they still try to win.
Yeah, well, you got to spend money on some good players.
There you go.
Yeah. Stop spending money on stupid bobbleheads. Stop dancing on the field. Stop dancing on the dugout. Give the fans something they actually want, a winning team.
Thank Amen, you. Brother.
Appreciate the call. Hey, it's an interesting way.
Maybe no section for Calzer this year. I don't know. I'm just saying.
I've got some ideas for sections.
On a real baseball team, he plays twice a week, so maybe, I don't know. Maybe don't give him a section. Maybe trade him.
Hey, I've got some ideas for sections if we got time. Great we got to go to break, ideas. But I got some great ideas
you
for
should
sections.
Be a marketer.
Yeah, I should.
You should tweet those out.
I will. burner account. Coming up next, what does Mike Bordick think of Craig Albernaz? He joins us next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.